All right. Welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt flying solo. Just want to come to you and talk to you a little bit about week four in the Torah portion. And this is Genesis 18, and it goes through 22-24. So this beginning part of Genesis is packed with powerful information. This one is no doubt. And so I encourage you to search these scriptures and examine them closely, because there's a lot here and I can't do it justice in just a few minutes here. But so you've got Sodom and Gomorrah and more. And so you get, there's these men that appear before him. And so what he does is he quickly tells her to make, tells Sarah to make unleavened bread, and they have a meal, possibly of a firstborn animal. So it's kind of like a Passover meal. There's actually, you could argue that all of the feast elements are in this one story. It talks about how the land cries out for the blood, which is like a day of shouting, day of trumpets. And so you've got that element. You also have an element here in 19 where they wash feet. And it talks about the unleavened bread there as well. There's a component to this. The whole concept of Lot escaping is like one escaping from the flames in 1 Corinthians 3:15. Also, end time judgment, you've got this Lot goes out in 19:6 and the door is shut, like Luke 13:23-27. Another scripture is Ephesians 4:18. So, and then in 13, it talks about another cry out. 1 Corinthians 3:5 would also go with this. Then in 19:28, you see a reference to Revelation 9:2 about this furnace and end time judgment. So it's kind of interesting that you have all of this put here in one kind of neat package there. And towards the end of this passage in 22, you get the classic Abraham offering Isaac as a human sacrifice. It's kind of strange, kind of weird, and clearly it is not what Yahuwah wants him to do, and he stops him. And the extra biblical texts give you a little bit more background about this, which is kind of interesting. And he finds a ram trapped in the thickets, and so anyway, there's a lot here to unpack, but I encourage you to kind of look at that angle of could possibly you make an argument that all of the feast could be explained in the Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah Lot story of kind of interesting. But I encourage you to read the text, search the scriptures for yourself, see if it's true. Thank you for tuning in to Sabbath Lounge. Find us online, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Pretty much everywhere. Thank you for stopping by.